Perachav Gimel of Sefer Shmuel Aleph is where we are. David HaMelech is on the run. The previous Perek told the tragic events of the massacre of the city of Nov by Doeg and Shaul and all of those followers. And we are now at the point where David had heard about it. He's hiding out, that he doesn't want to be in any other city. He doesn't want anybody else to receive and become victims like the city of Nova. So he's hiding out in caves. Our parak tells us, though, that he hears about fellow Jews in pain, the people in Keilah, and he can't control himself. He can't not go help them. The Plishtim are bothering them. The Plishtim are stealing their grain. So he goes out, and the people ask him, should we go out with you? Is it okay? And David asks from the Urim Tumim, as we'll see twice, and the Urim Tumim says, yes, you'll be victorious, go out. And they go out, and they defeat the Plishtim, and they defend Keilah. The problem is that Shaul HaMelech hears about this, and he goes out and starts to gather troops to be able to catch David. He tries back and forth to try to find David. He never finds him until finally he's surrounded. David HaMelech is surrounded by Shaul, and just then Alpines, we know the Malach came, our literal Malach, or a messenger, either way, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Shaul, no, the Plishtim are attacking, you gotta come fight the Plishtim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves David at that point. David goes and hides in Ein Gedi, in the caves there. So that's the parak that we have. Again, David being on the run, as he is for the rest of the Sefer, until Shaul HaMelech no longer can chase him, because he himself has to go to war. Okay, so here we go, Perachav Gimel. V'yagidilo David Leimar, so last we heard, David was hiding out. He went away. He got freed from Achish, the king of Gath. And that was earlier, and then the story of Nov occurred, and after this, Evyatar ran away, and was the only one that was able to survive. Evyatar, the son of Achimelech, and he ran to David, and David was very upset about it, and here we go. V'yagidilo David lemar, hine plishtim nilchamim bekeilah, the plishtim are fighting in Keilah, v'himashosim es hagranos, they are destroying the granos, the granaries, and if they destroy the granaries, the food sources, eventually it's going to lead to death. Vayishal David b'Hashem leimar, and David asks, then ha'elech v'kisi b'plishtim ha'ela, should I go fight these plishtim? And Hashem answers David, leich v'hikisa b'plishtim, foshat eskila, yes, go save them. And the people with David, as we saw, a couple hundred men had come to be with David, and they said, but we're scared. How do we know it's going to be okay? So David asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. He asks from the Urim Tumim a second time. And he says again, Ru kum reid ki'ilah ki ani nosin es haplishtim biyadecha. Go fight ki'ilah because I am giving them in your hands. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erev and Adaf Memhei that this battle took place on Shabbos. When David HaMelech went to fight the Plishtim, it was Pikuach and Hefesh, he even went on Shabbos. And the question is, though, what did he ask the Urim Tumim? What exactly did he ask? If you take literally the words, he goes down and asks, in the language of the Navi, Ha'elech v'hikesi, shall I go and fight? Is that a halachic question that he is asking? Because generally we assume you can't ask halachic questions from the Urim and Tumim. That's what the Gemara is implicitly bothered by in Erev and Adaf Mem Hey. You can't ask halachic questions. You can ask, what's the future going to be? Am I going to win? Right, but not to ask halacha questions. This is what the Maariv Chaya says on the second daf in Shas, daf Gimel and Aleph, in Brachas, where the Gemara says, we all know the story, that Rabbi Yossi meets Eliyahu Navi outside the Churva, and he tells him, I learned three things from him. The question is, how could you learn things from Eliyahu Navi? Says the Maariv Chaya, v'efshar lomar, the im Eliyahu omer dina mitzad hanevuah, if Eliyahu is telling you halachas based on prophecy, azai shayach lo bashamayim, then you apply the principle from Bamitzia Nuntes, that lo bashamayim, and therefore, you have to figure it out yourself, v'enavi rashar l'chadish davar, avalim omer milsa b'tayma, mashashama mipi chachamim achirim, but if he says something logical, and it makes sense, and we hear it, and we understand it, azai shomim lo, then you listen to him, kemosha matzina, like we find in the Erev and Daf Mem Beis, Teratza Hashas Lomar Hainu Shev Shmaitza, Elio Amra Masha Shama Beis HaMedrash, Elio said it's, that's not a problem. So too in Erev, that's what's implicitly bothering. What's the Shaila? Says the Gemara there, Tanya Nami Hachi. Amra Yosef Ben Yomi, Amra Rav Nachman. Ubachala ir kesmucha lesfar damya. He says you have to be very careful about border cities. Says the Gemara, this city of Keilah was a border city. Darash Reb Dustoy Dimin Biri. Here it is. Maidech seva yagidu lo David lemar. It was told to David, and he plishtim nilchamim be Keilah. Fema shosim esagranos. And they were destroying the granaries. Tana, Keilah, ir asmucha lesfar haisa. Keilah was a city that was on the border. Vehem lo bo el aliski tevin vekash. And they only came to take the money. Dechsev ema shosim esagranos. Granos vixiv, and David says, "Shall I go fight them?" And Hashem says to go fight them. My kami boyle asked the Gemara, "What exactly was David wondering? Ilema ishari iaser, is it whether it's mutter or not to go fight them? Because after all, Rashi says Shabbos haisa, it was Shabbos. So hare beisino shal Shmuel hare masi kayam. Just go ask Shmuel and Avi. What is he asking? He could have sent a secret message to Shmuel. He's asking a halacha question." Rashi there in Erevin, Umidi de Isser Veheter, Lo Mishayo Be Urim Vetumim. A halachic question, you don't ask the Urim Vetumim. So we just saw from the Maritz Chayis. So Ella, so what was he asking him? What was he asking the Urim Vetumim? Imatzlach, Ilo Matzlach. He was asking whether he will be successful or not. That's what he was asking. Not a halacha question. The answer was that you will defeat Keilah. So you know the question was that you are able to, whether I'm going to win or not. There's a very interesting discussion in the Achronim. And that is, so David asked the Urim Vetumim on Shabbos. After the Marsham writes in a tshuva in Das Torah in Arachayim Simin Shin Mem, is there an issue of ksiva? We know there's an issue d'oraisa of writing on Shabbos. What about gram ksiva, indirect ksiva? When I ask the Urim Vetumim something, isn't that a problem? Is that a problem? So you might say, why don't most poskim talk about this? Because you might say this isn't the derech of writing. Hashem's doing the writing. You're not doing the writing. Hashem's allowed to write on Shabbos. Hashem can do whatever he wants. So the question doesn't really get off the ground. It's somewhat of a humorous question of how you shouldn't be able to ask the Urim Vetumim on Shabbos. But the Marsham writes, it was Makam Sakana. You can't bring any rias from here, even if you want to say it's a Shaila. And at most, he says, that it's going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan, at most. After a while, Shnayim Shasuhu. He didn't do it, you didn't do it this yourself. You do some, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does some. The Shoal and the Nishal, together, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but that's a question that's dealt with by some of the Achronim in terms of how literally you take this writing. Okay, so that's what happened here. David asks the Urim Vetumim, where was the Urim Vetumim? So the pashtus is that when Avyatar ran away, and he was able to escape from Doeg, the son of Achimelech, so he brought the ephod with him. That's what it says in the next pasuk. He brought ephod. Interesting, it doesn't say ha ephod, the ephod. What do you mean ephod? So the Ramban that we've quoted in the past, but we don't usually quote the end of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshat Tetzaveh, where he describes how the Urim Vetumim worked. The Ramban Shita is that the Urim Vetumim was a Shem Hashem that was put between the folds of the Choshen. So Rashi seems to say too. The Rambam never mentioned such a thing. But he puts it inside, and that's like the motor of the stones. Once that's in there, so then the stones light up whenever you ask a question, and the Kohen Gadol has to decipher and put into order the letters that were a part of the answer, right? That was Eli's problem, according to the Gra, earlier when he should have read Kisara or Kishera, and he read Shikora. But at the end of that piece, the Rabbani has another point. He says, V'efshar. After Moshe Rabbeinu put inside the Choshen all of these special holy names, it was known, these secrets, these names were known to the Chachamim. Shemasrum lahemim sisrei Torah lefichach, and therefore they could use them. Even which chachmei amasora, David Amelech, maybe not too many others. They knew the secrets of these letters and of these names, and they could get answers even not using the ephod. Lefichach haya bi David ephod, haya kedemus ephod Moshe ubo choshen kedemus choshen hakodesh. You could do another one. And that's what maybe some say. That's why he says here, ephod, yar l'tocha. Let's say ha ephod. Maybe he didn't have the ephod, but it was enough. David HaMelech was familiar enough with the secrets of the wording of those Shemos of Hashem in order to be able to deal with it, even in a situation where he didn't have the actual ephod. The Rinas Yitzchak, also, we're going to have two Rinas Yitzchak today, halachic issues. How kies tzarech iyun ha enish alan elab mikohen gadol? The Avyatar lo haya kohen gadol. How did he even ask? Avyatar was the only one left. So he ran away. He wasn't the Kohen Gadol officially, so you're only allowed to ask the Rebbe Tumim with the Kohen Gadol helping you. So V'lechora, Hayef Shalom, says the Rinesky, it must be, somehow he had the din of Kohen Gadol. Right? All the other Kohanim died. The whole family died. So the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Kishe Yomos HaMelech, O Kohen Gadol, O Echad Mishar HaMemunim, Ma'amidim Tachtav Bino, O Haroi Liyersho. So you see there's a concept of a ben when it comes to a Kohen Gadol. So you see, he must have Yarshid it. After even though everybody else was killed, he Yarshid it. Ah, you need Mashicha? That's a problem. You have to be anointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So he says maybe it's like Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Meshuach Melchama you could also use for Urim V'Tumim. And here, maybe they gave him the status of Meshuach Melchama. But either way, that's the discussion of the Reed Yitzchak that Evyatar somehow must have had the halacha of the Kohen Gadol at this point. So what happens? Evyatar's there, David's there, and they go and they fight Keilah. Vayugad l'shol ki ba David Keilah. It was told to Shol that David came to Keilah. Vayomer Shol, Nikar oso Elokim biyadi. Again he says, it must be Ashgacha, that Hashem wants me to find him. He went into the city, he's going to be trapped in the city. I'm going to go get him now. Vayishama Shaul eskal l'ama milchama. He gathers everybody to war, la milchama, says the Malbim. He's tricking them here. Keilah was right near the Plishtim. So he got people to think that they were going to fight the Plishtim. You know, how many people would have come if he would have said, well, I'm going to have a civil war and destroy Keilah and find David? He might not have gotten people then. So it says that he got people la milchama, la redes Keilah, la tsurul David velan ashav. Vayeda David hears about it. Vayomar laviyatar akawain. And he says to Evyatar again, I need the ephod. Vayomer, and here it says ha ephod. Maybe once it was used once, so then it has that status. Vayomer David Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shamoa Shama Avdecha. I have heard. Kimavaki Shol of all Keilah. I've heard David's on his way. So what should I do? Hayas Giruni Bale Keilah Biado. Are the Bale Keilah going to give me up into the hands of Shaul, or can I trust them? That's the Shaila that he asks. Even though David saved Keilah, but we see maybe they wouldn't, they're scared. They knew what happened to Nov, right? They don't want to have Shaul get mad at them. So David asks, are Bali Keilah going to give me over? Is David going to catch me? So Hashem says, you have to leave. They will give you over. Hayasgiru Bali Keilah, Sivas and Hashem Yad Shaul, Vayomer Hashem, Yasgiru, they will, and therefore you have to leave. Again, the Rinas Yitzchak says, what was David's Shaila here? Hayaski Rooney, will they give me over? Maybe it's just, you know, are they mentioned? I saved them. So it could be that. That's the issue. But he says maybe it's a halachic issue. There is a Yerushalmi in Trumos, which is much discussed in the sugya. And that is, Shnei Sios b'nei Adam, Shoyim Halchin Baderach, there were people walking on the road. Pagu ben Goyim, and Goyim came to them and started and captured them. V'yamru, and they said, Tenu lachem mikem v'narogo, so give us one of them, we'll kill him, and we'll let you all go free. What's the halacha? And if not, we're going to kill all of you. The halacha is you're not allowed to give anybody. Afilu kulam neheragim lo yimasru nefesh achas mi Yisrael. We can't choose. But what if they say, give us so-and-so, or else we're going to kill all of you? Then you're allowed to. Yichdu echan mehem kagon sheva ben bechri. Yimasru val yehargu. Then you give one over. And there's a machlokas there between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Why is the example given there of sheva ben bechri? Reish Lakish says it's only the Sheva ben Bichri b'dafka, because he was chayiv misa. Only if somebody is chayiv misa could you give them over and save. But if the goyim ask for, give us so-and-so or else we'll kill all of you, and that person is not chayiv misa, then you're not allowed to give them over. That's Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, avo b'sheino chayiv misa, even if it's not chayiv misa. If they ask for one person, then everybody could save themselves through giving over of that one person. Who do we paskin like? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Ran and the Meiri paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that even if he's not chayiv misa, the Rambam says, no, only if he's chayiv misa. More limited halacha. So says the Reed Atzki Yitzchak, Reed Yitzchak Saratskin. Maybe that's what David doesn't know. David, remember, this is post-Matan Torah. The David Shama, the Dasholah Shachay So'ir Bavuro. David hears, and he assumes that's going to happen again, that Shaul wants to destroy a whole city because of him. So, who do we paskin like? Rabbi Yochanan says, even if somebody's not Chayim Misa, so you can give him over. So, what are the Ashikila going to do? Who do the Ashikila paskin like? Not that they're bad people. Are they going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan to save themselves? They can give me over. Or like Reish Lakish, or not. That's the Shaila. And the answer was, they're going to give you over. Like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why David had to leave. That is the Rinas Yitzchak's understanding of David's tefillah right here. So, what did I ask? Yirubale Keilah. Vayakam David Vanashav Kishesh Meos Ish. David and his 600 men. It used to be 400. Now it's 600. Vayetz Umikila. They went out of Keila. Vayishalchu. Basher Yishalachu. They went wherever they could find. Basher Yishalachu. Wherever they could find a place to go, they went. They hid in the cliff, in the cave. They went from place to place. Mefarshim say that David HaMelech, just as we've mentioned a number of times in the last couple of prakim, but this is learning David HaMelech. David HaMelech wrote Perek Yud Aleph in Tehillim at this time, while he was wandering and traveling from cave to cave and hiding out. Says David, in Tehillim, Lamatzeach LeDavid, Bashem Chasisi, I have faith in Hashem. Ech Tomru LeNafshi, how could you say, and he goes through to Tzadik Varalo and Rosh HaVetovlo, Ech Tomru LeNafshi, Nudu Harchem Tzipar, Kihine HaRishoyim Yidruchun Keshes, Koni Chitzam, they get their arrows ready, they're going to fight me, but you know what, eventually, they are going to fall, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, even though I'm wandering now, and I'm on the bottom, but there's going to come a time, I have complete faith. That's Tehillim in Perek Yud Aleph. So David was in the caves here, by Yishadavid, by Midbar, by Mitzados, and he's in Midbar Zif. Shaul was looking for him all these days, and he couldn't find him. Yehonasan pops in. Yehonasan misses his friend. Yehonasan and Shaul pop in, and he goes to David and Charsha. Obviously, they were guards, but they let Yehonasan in. Vayomer Elav Al Tira. And then Yehonasan has an unbelievable declaration. Kilo Timsoacha Yad Shaul Avi. Don't worry, Shaul, my father's not going to find you. V'ata timloch al Yisrael, and you are going to be the king. V'anochi eyeh l'chol mishneh, and I'll be second in command to you. Right? If I'm still alive, which he wasn't, but I will help you out also. What do you mean I'll help him out? Yonasan is going to be part of the king. So remember the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, where the Ramban discussed the terrible, in his view, the Aveir of Lo Yasser Sheva Miyehuda, anybody not from Yehuda, is an usher to be the king, and that was the chait of the Chashmonaim, and that's the chait of all of Malchi Yisrael, in Sefer Shmuel. The Shaila is then, so what was supposed to be? If Shaul wouldn't have sinned, what would have happened? So the Ramban and others, the Abarbanel talks about this, there would have been a dual Malchus, a main Malchus, an Iker one, Malchus based David, and then a secondary Malchus, and that's what Yehonasan says here. Right, that's what it would have been. And my father also knows you're going to be the king. The Gemara says about Metzia, the bottom line. Amar Rebbe, Shlosha, and Vesadin, hey, there are three unbelievably humble people. Velu and Abba, one my father. Ubinei Besera, in Psachim we learned that Bnei Besera stepped down just when Hillel knew an answer that they didn't know, they stepped down from being the Rosh Hashiva. And they said, Hillel, you're Rosh Hashiva. And number three, the Yonasan ben Shaul. Where do you see Yonasan's Anava? Right here in our Pasuk. Tekamar Leila David, V'yata Timloch al Yisrael, V'aniyei Chalamishne. You see, he's saying, I'm going to be second. The Gemara says, maybe it's no riot, maybe he just realized that David was going up and his father was going down. But the Gemara says that those are tremendous Anavim, people will act with humility. And what happens? Yonasan and David renew their treaty, their bris between each other, and then Yonasan leaves. Vayalu Zivim El Shaul, now back onto the trail. Shaul comes, and the people of Ziv come to him and say, Shaul, he's been hiding out near us. And Shaul says, thank you. Baruchim Atem Lashem Ki Chamaltem Alai. Thank you for having Rachmanis on me. Right, which is so ironic. Rachmanis on me, David's the one that needs the Rachmanis here, not Shaul. Shaul is the attacker. But that's what happened. They come in front of Shaul, and they say, this is where he is. We'll even help you try to find him. And David is hiding. And what happens? Pasuk Chavav, Vayelech Shaul mitzad har mizeh, V'David v'anasha mitzad har mizeh. They're on opposite sides of the mountain. V'hi David nechpaz laleches achat mipnei Shaul. And David didn't know what to do. He quickly ran away. V'shaul v'anashav otrim el David. They surrounded him. They surrounded David. Right? The word nechpaz is picked up by Chazal. David was nechpaz. What does that mean? So we say in Tehillim, in Hallel, Ani amarti bechafzi, same word, kol adam kozev. Says the Radak, that's what this is referring to. David HaMelech says, Shmuel said that I'm going to be the king. But now I see, I don't know what's going to be. Ani amarti, I said bechafzi in my haste. I mean, David is doing tshuva here. He's saying, I said in my haste, kol adam kozev. All men, even Shmuel was a liar. Because he said, I'm surrounded now. He said I was going to be the king. Kivan sha ra'a David, I'm reading the Radak. Et atzmo mitzum tzam biyad shov anashov amar alchina mashach osi Shmuel. What Shmuel do that for me? Heichani os avtacha. Where's that avtacha? Ani amati v'chavsi kol adam kozev afilu Shmuel. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think so. Hashem always has plans. Pasach chavzainu malach ba el shol emar. A malach came to Shaul. Who's the malach? Rashi says malach mamish. Kadila Hatzalas David, a real Malach. So he came to say, David, Marav Aleich, go quickly, the Plishtim are coming. And Shaul turned around and went to fight the Plishtim, and they called that place Sela HaMachlokos. What's a Machlokos? You could say they argued there. Or the Mefarshim also say that maybe Machlokos is that even within David's, even within Shaul's mind, he wasn't sure what to do. Whether to stay and surround David and kill David. Don't worry, the Plishtim. Still make some inroads. We'll get him back. Or to go fight the Plishtim. That was the Shaila. He wasn't sure what to do. Whether the Medrash is quoted in the Radak. Shisham nechleku giborim shel Shaul al David. Mehem hayu omrim ad sheben Yishai biyadeinu lo nifne mimenu. We're not leaving. Until we get Ben Yishai, we're not leaving. Umehem amru melchemes Yisroel kodemes. She Ben Yishai matzu lan b'choshot. No, we got to fight the Plishtim. Because Ben Yishai is going to be here. Don't worry about it. So there's all discussions of exactly what, why is it called Sela HaMachlokos. Another pshat why it's called Sela HaMachlokos. Says the Radak is that they separated one from another here, but this is the story. And at the end of the parak, David goes up and goes into Mitzados Ein Gedi. He gets into the caves of Ein Gedi. Again, David keeping his composure, never trying to threaten Shaul or fight back. While Shaul is the one that has this ruach ra that keeps on him, and that's why he keeps trying to get David. Okay, we'll stop here.